I'm often asked by people to pray for them. I'm sure you are too if you're around the church very much, that people ask you to pray for them. I generally try to pray right on the spot for them at that very moment. I like to pray with people who are gathered around the altar who are praying. And when it comes to my prayer time, I have such a list. I trust God that He will remember all the people who ask me to pray for them. The one thing that I pray for all the people is that God will guard their hearts, not their physical heart, pray for their health, that's for sure, but their spiritual heart. The heart in the Bible is the seat of the emotions. It is the seat of will, our self-will. It is the place where all the issues of life proceed out of it. Jesus said, out of the heart proceed the issues of life. He was quoting the Proverbs. And it is so true. People in Jesus' day were so interested in keeping from defilement. They were very concerned about what they ate and where they went and who they associated with. Jesus said, it isn't what comes into your mouth that defiles you. It's what comes out of your mouth. For the issues of life come from the heart, murder, adultery, hatred, blasphemies, and so forth. So I pray that God will guard people's heart. Guard their heart from the evil one. Guard their heart from sin. Guard their heart to keep in them the gospel of Jesus Christ, pure and sweet and strong. It comes from the Proverbs. Let's read about it in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My child, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from you a corrupt mouth, and perverse lips put far from you. Let your eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before you. Think about the path that your feet take, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right hand or to the left. Stay away from evil. This is the proverb of Solomon, and he says, guard your heart with all diligence. Now, I like to say, put boundaries around yourself. Don't let those things into your eyes and into your ears that may corrupt the heart, out of which will come lust and blasphemy and hatred and viciousness, rather than love and grace and peace. Guard your heart, and the Holy Spirit is there to help you do that. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me guard my heart. I need your help in this. I need the Holy Spirit to stand watch. Help me that I may keep my heart pure. And if there be something within my heart that's not right, would you fix that, Lord? Would you change my heart so that my words and my deeds may be in love and in grace and in purity? In Jesus' name, amen.